Welcome to Wealth Consciousness, where we take the inner intuitive journey to living your heart's desire. I'm your host, Susan Hanstead, therapist by training, entrepreneur by nature. In each episode, we will start the dialogue necessary to understand that to scale your business, you must scale your heart, mind, and soul. We will up-level the goal setting, dig deep, strengthen your discipline conversation to a how-to, clear path to deconstructing your habits and training your mind to release the limiting beliefs and live in limitless possibility. Your extraordinary life is right around the corner. It's really quite easy once you learn to trust yourself. Join me now in your next breath. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Wealth Consciousness. I'm super excited to be with you here today because we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, the power of your perception. So in our last episode, we talked about the idea of what has to stop in order for us to be more focused on our vision, living from our heart's desire. So today I want to spend a little bit more time on that. But as always, and for those of you who are new to this podcast, we always start off with some breath. Why? Because my hope in this podcast series is to get you out of your scroll where I can speak straight to you in your ear. So we take a breath so that we can break from our habitual, constant moving and busyness and take a moment to drop into this present moment. And if nothing else, if there's nothing else that you get from this podcast today, I hope you will get the feeling of interrupting your busyness and practicing dropping into this present moment. So let's start off with just a few deep breaths. And we don't have to do anything super sophisticated here. This episode isn't about breath work, but it is about where we put our focus and our attention. So if you would, close your eyes or find a gaze. Take in a nice big deep breath in through your nose. And then when you get to the very top of that breath, I want you to take a sip of one more breath. And then once you've done that, go ahead and exhale out through the mouth. And if you are someone who practices breath work, you can use the yoga he, where you make sort of a sound in your throat to release the breath. So let's do that two more times, breathing in deeply, coming to the very top of that breath, taking in another sip at the top, and then releasing out through the mouth. Feel free to do this at your own rhythm. Perhaps you can go much more slowly. But once you've found yourself to the third or perhaps fourth breath, follow that exhale all the way to its very end. And when you find the very end of that exhale, then I would like for you to open your eyes to this present moment. And of course, you'll return to your natural rhythm of breathing, but perhaps you will find yourself just a little bit more relaxed. And perhaps if you've been following this podcast series, you'll find that you're just a little bit more relaxed from spending the time of interrupting your activity and dropping into this present moment. So today we're going to talk about the idea of the power of your perception, your focus, the meaning that you place on things. We talked in the last episode about the idea that sometimes we have things in our life, activities, perhaps even relationships, business transactions, where we really need to have it come to its stop. And so what I'd like for us to think about today is sort of extending on from that same idea and actually bringing a little bit more focus to the idea that we spend so much time reacting to, thinking about, responding to, behaving towards our external environment, the circumstances that we're in. Whether that is the circumstance of fourth quarter or the circumstance of a break in a relationship or the circumstance of having to find new ideas to create solutions within your business, or perhaps it's health issues. We tend to focus on our outside circumstances as if that is what drives us. We tend to constantly be in reaction or responding to our email inbox, or perhaps our text messages, what we see on social media, a conversation with an employee or a coworker, and we tend to think that those outside circumstances are the thing that drives us, or at least our behavior demonstrates that, right? We look at, well, what's our day going to look like? As if our day is being dictated by our circumstances. So I'd like you to think today about the idea of the power of your perception. And think about the idea of bringing that idea of something driving your day, bringing that inward, having that match and be coherent with, congruent with your heart's desire and your vision for your life, for your business, for your purpose. And so again, if we look at the idea that we tend to think that our outside circumstances drive our life, but if we were to bring that in and say, I need to match up my perception, my behavior, with what fits for my heart's desire and my goals, my dreams, and today's actions. So what I'd like for you to think about is that the idea is that the power comes from within to direct your attention, your focus, your perception. And that's what allows us to stay on track towards not only working in our heart's desire, but also actually getting to that vision that we've created for ourselves. Now, I want to remind you that perhaps as a kid, or maybe even yesterday, you found yourself in a situation where either the conversation wasn't interesting to you, maybe it was a classroom setting as a kid, or a conversation you're not very interested in, and you found yourself sort of wandering in your mind. And perhaps you even went to Jamaica in your mind, where you just floated off and went somewhere else. So all of us have that experience, right? That experience of getting lost in our thoughts, or perhaps just checking out in our thoughts, or perhaps even like mentally going somewhere else. And so I want us to start to think about using that as a tool. And so instead of looking at our outside circumstances as being the thing that drives us, the thing that drives my day, my week, this month, this quarter, that drives my relationships, that person behaved this way again. They did the very thing that I asked them not to do. Or that employee did the same thing again. They're doing the very thing that is not productive. And so we tend to think that that's what the issue is. It's the outside circumstance that the economy has changed or that the markets have changed. And so we look at those things, and when we try to use those as our road signs that direct our lives, we tend to kind of get pulled all over the place. But if you're able to go inward and find that inward place that says, today, I am going to allow myself to think about my vision and act accordingly, and everything else will have to wait. Now think about that for a second, because for some people, anxiety will get evoked. Some people will be triggered by the idea of everything else having to wait. Well, that doesn't make any sense. How's it going to get done? I'm the one that gets it done, or I have to make sure it gets done. Well, that will be the interesting thing to see, won't it? To see if we could actually practice as if we were building an underdeveloped muscle and practicing the idea that today I'm going to allow myself to think about my vision and act accordingly, and everything else will have to wait. Now, this idea of rewiring the brain that we talk about so many times on this podcast is not for the faint of heart. It's not going to be easy. It is actually quite simple, but it's not going to be easy. But by rewiring the brain, we raise our awareness and we create the ability to work from a more purposeful place. And so what I mean by that is that we take our focus off of our circumstances. We bring them inward to our inner wisdom, to our vision, to our heart's desire, to that place that is coherent with providing your gifts and talents in the world. And then noticing that each time we're able to create a new experience, in other words, being directed from that inner compass, then we can start to see how we create a new neural pathway by creating a new experience. And what I mean by that is that if you were to practice only allowing yourself to think about your vision, your direction, meeting your heart's desire, creating an experience where you're bringing your gifts and talents to the world, and that everything else will have to wait. When you see that you've survived that, you will have created a new experience. And that will create a new neural pathway. Now, the old neural pathway wants to say, nope, my experience is if I don't catch all the balls, if I don't worry about this, if I don't stay focused on this outside, this external situation, then something will fall apart. Something will be a threat to my safety. And that's where the anxiety kicks in. But what we start to notice is that when we can raise our awareness and have a sense of the idea that what's important to us and really what is what we came here to do based on our gifts and talents, when we're focused on that and we trust that the other things will sort of take care of themselves, or perhaps people will step up and take care of their job, or perhaps they will lean into the relationship. The idea isn't that we can figure out or calculate some perfect ending, some perfect calculation here. But what I can promise you is that as you learn to trust, to create a new experience, and then creating a new neural pathway in the brain, you rewire your brain to stay more focused on living in your heart's desire, more focused on your gifts and talents, staying in your lane. And then at some funny, odd moment, you'll also start to notice that other things that you used to worry about are either starting to drop away or are getting taken care of somehow outside of you worrying about it or having to take care of it. Now, I'd love to hear your challenges to this, because in our groups, when we talk about this concept and in our masterminds, there's always a lot of questions, and especially from high achieving entrepreneurs. We tend to overdo. So I want to remind you again that rewiring the brain is not for the faint of heart. But I can promise you that when you decide that external circumstances are not your guide, but yet your internal compass, your heart's desire, your expression of your gifts and talents, when that is your internal compass, you will find that now you've created a new experience. And so I want to leave you today with sort of a challenge. And that is to make a statement. Make the statement somewhere in writing where you can look at it a few times during the day. Put it on your computer on a post-it note, or write it on your mirror, put it in your car, wherever you might be able to see it plenty of times in a day. And I invite you to come up with your own words, or you can even borrow mine. But I invite you to look at it number of times a day and even repeat it out loud. Today, I am going to only allow myself to think about my vision and act accordingly. Everything else will have to wait. And I would love to hear about your experience. So let me know how that goes for you. Until we meet again. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I'm so grateful to have you here with me. If you love today's content and you want to share your inspiration, feel free to rate us and review us. Take a screenshot of that review and send it to info@instituteofpossibilitythinking.com, and we'll send you a masterclass, Releasing the Habit of Rumination, as our gift. Looking forward to being with you on our next episode. And until then, you have everything you need within you.